Marilyn is a student. She was an autodidact and created her own sort of training program.
For people who think, well, dance doesn't really concern me, they sit there and they don't believe their eyes.
It's Oscar trying to will his dad back to life, trying to imagine if the planes had come out of the buildings instead of going into them.
It's about the method. You know, Marilyn is the method of Lee Strasberg. Olivier is classically trained.
The voices of people whose movies are now nominated for Oscars, all of whom spoke to us here on The Takeaway. Joining us to give us a preview of the awards ceremony, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of The Takeaway's Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer, who's a culture producer here on The Takeaway. All right, guys, we got to get through these big nominations here. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Rapid fire round, and let's begin with Best Supporting Actress. There's a number of nominees here from The Artist, from two from The Help, one from Bridesmaids, and one from Albert Nobbs. Kristen, your prediction?
I love all of these actresses, Jessica Chastain, Melissa McCarthy, Janet McTeer, Octavia Spencer, Berenice Bejo. However, I would love it, and I think it can happen, that Melissa McCarthy will win for Bridesmaids. She stole that movie.
What about a Pixar-themed shower? And we all come dressed as our favorite Pixar character.
That, and I'll just snowball on top of that, also Fight Club. Female Fight Club. We grease up. We pull in. Lillian doesn't know, so it's, surprise, we're going to fight.
Rafer, you agree?
I love Melissa McCarthy. I don't think she has a snowball's chance. I think it's going to be Octavia Spencer in The Help. She was also kind of a comedic character in that movie. People really loved her. I think this is her award.
Because they don't give them to comedians?
You know, it's very rare, I think, when you see an R-rated comedy like Bridesmaids get nominated at all. And Melissa McCarthy is one of the most R-rated things about that movie. I think it's pretty unlikely she's going to get that.
Well, then let's go to Best Supporting Actor. You heard one of those nominees a moment ago, Kenneth Branagh in My Week with Marilyn, but also Jonah Hill, who did a great job in Moneyball, Nick Nolte for Warrior, Christopher Plummer in Beginnings, and Max von Sydow from Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Let me start with you, Rafer. What do you think?
My favorite in this category is Kenneth Branagh. I was glad to hear him there, that clip of him. I think he's great in that movie, but I think it's going to go to Christopher Plummer in Beginners.
That's your fatherly advice, personal ads.
Well, a lot of people use them. I did.
What?
If Andy wasn't going to be monogamous, why should I be?
He's 82 years old. He's never won an Oscar. He's playing a gay role, which I think the Oscar voters are going to like. And, you know, I think when you're 82 and you've never had an Oscar and you've been around for that long, they want to give you a statue.
That's true of Max von Sydow, though, too. What do you think, Kristen?
You know what? This is a very, very rare instance where I have to 100% agree with Rafer.
Okay, they both think it's going to go to Christopher Plummer. Let's go to the two big acting nods. Best Actress, and this, again, has some of the same movies. Albert Nobbs, The Help, The Iron Lady, My Week with Marilyn. But then you've got Rooney Mara from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Kristen?
I think this is a pretty paltry category this year. The only one I really think deserves it and who I think is going to get it is Viola Davis for The Help. She's outstanding in that film.
Maybe I can't send you to jail for what you wrote, but I can send you for being a thief.
I know something about you. Don't you forget that. But what Yung Mei says is a lot of time to write letters in jail. Plenty of time to write the truth about you.
Nobody would believe what you wrote.
I don't know. I've been told I'm a pretty good writer. Already sold a lot of books.
Getting a lot of buzz. What do you think, Rafer?
I agree. If it were my choice, I would actually give it to Meryl Streep, even though The Iron Lady was not a very good movie. I thought she was really great, but I think this is Viola Davis's year.
Meryl Streep is always the safe choice, I guess. Best Actor,
true.
Let's move on there, because we've got George Clooney in here. We've got somebody, Gary Oldman, of course, Brad Pitt, Jean Dujardin. This is a pretty distinguished group here in this Best Actor category. Rafer?
Yeah, this is an interesting one because Jean Dujardin from The Artist won the Screen Actors Guild
right.
Award, which is usually a pretty good predictor of this Oscar, but I'm going to place my money on George Clooney. I think people really liked that film. I think Hollywood likes to see a movie star do a serious acting job, and I think it's going to be his award.
Dad, this is Sid.
Oh, Sid.
Sup, bro?
Don't ever do that to me again.
Kristen?
I disagree. I think Jean Dujardin is going to get it. There's tons of buzz around
for the
him.
Artist?
And while I think that The Artist was a very mediocre movie, in my opinion, I think others,
hey.
Most
Ray
people disagree. Most people disagree.
All right, well, let's get to the big one then, Best Picture. And obviously, there's a lot of nominees in this particular category. And Rafer, let's start with you. You loved The Artist. Are you also predicting it'll take Best Picture?
I think it's going to. I think there's nobody right now who would be putting their money on anything but the artist. I do think the Descendants has a distant shot of an upset. Could happen, but I think it's going to be the artist.
Kristen?
I wish it could be The Help, but I think it's going to be the artist.
Okay. Well, what do you guys think about actually viewership? This is going to be a well-watched Oscars, or just it doesn't seem to lay a whole lot of buzz around the Oscars this year?
You know, I think there would actually be more people watching if Ricky Gervais was hosting, or Hugh Jackman, or somebody else like that. But, you know, Billy Crystal's a good standby.
Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, along with Rafer Guzman, her co-host and movie critic for Newsday. Thanks as always, guys. You can check out the website on Sunday. Kristen and Rafer will be live tweeting the Oscars from beginning to end. Also, subscribe to the Movie Date podcast. While you're there, you can get it through our website or at iTunes. And you can also check out all the interviews we've done over the past few months with Oscar nominees. You heard some at the top of the segment, Kenneth Branagh, Harvey Weinstein, Wim Wenders, lots more. So enjoy the Oscars, send us your predictions or you have them, or live tweet with Kristen and Rafer on Sunday.